This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Yo, yo, it's Frank Sasso again. Your host of the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey, Trenton Waves. I am sitting here with an artist. That's right, another artist in the city of Trenton. I know, it sounds crazy, but it's not, because it's filled with artists. This guy, let me tell you, if you stand still long enough, he'll paint you, all right? This is the type of guy, I met him like 15 years ago. He is another fixture in the art scene. Mr. Leon Rainbow is here with us today. How's it going, Leon?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
We met 15 years ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You came to my house, because my wife and I just moved to Trenton.
Right, and you were building your house.
That's what we were, well, we were restoring it.
Right.
You don't want to see me build a house, it'll fall down. But you interviewed me for the Trenton Downtowner. You were working for them at the time.
Right.
And you took a picture of me in front of my then willow tree. Since then, we took it down. Because right. It was just not
too
doing
much.
Well. Yeah, it was too much. And now the tables have turned, my friend. Now I'm awesome. Here interviewing you and what everything that you're doing.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's strange, you know, I've been here in Trenton for a little bit over 20 years. And, you know, things kind of work so organically, mm-hmm. you know, here in the city. And it's just interesting, like, you know, you build relationships over time. And then you look back and it's like 10 or 15 years ago. Or you met somebody and, you know, you guys work together. Or time seems to go. Sometimes it seems like it goes real fast, and other times it seems like it takes forever.
Dragging. Right, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. I gotta ask you, what's with the name?
Rainbow?
Leon Rainbow. Is that your Christian name?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Come on. So your real name is Leon Rainbow?
I'm half Native American, so
okay.
That's how it comes from. My dad is David Rainbow, my uncle is Derek Rainbow.
I can't believe you. So you, I totally thought that was like an artist name.
I know, a lot of people do, but yeah, I get that a lot. But yeah, well, I'm from the Quatzon tribe in Yuma, Arizona. I was just out there on the res. I did my first painting out there on the reservation and everything.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know, I was telling Tom Reeves, mm-hmm. as much as I thought I knew about Tom Reeves, mm-hmm. I didn't know a lot about Tom Reeves. I was surprised. I'm like, you know, you learn something every time you sit down with somebody that you think you know. I totally thought Rainbow was just like a tag name.
Right, yeah.
You know?
No, and then I shortened it to Rain for the graffiti.
Okay.
Know? So that's how that came about. You know, because most tag names are usually 3 to 5 letters.
Right.
You know,
you
just
keep
for
it short.
Short and speed.
Right.
Because if you know, if you do a name that's 6 letters and you're painting with somebody that got a name of 3 letters, you're painting like 2 to every one of their pieces. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's just like kind of like 3 to 4 letters.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love that that's your real name. I love that.
Awesome.
Now, your style of artwork, mm-hmm. very different from Tom Reeves. Nevertheless, right. still really good stuff. Have you run into anything, maybe in the beginning or maybe even now mm-hmm. at times, when people see graffiti art as, oh, that's just vandalism, that's not real art. Do you ever run into anything like that?
I think it's quite common.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like mainly somewhat older people. Things are becoming more and more kind of mainstream now, you know, a little bit. Graffiti and street art, which is like graffiti's bastard child, which is very popular today.
Right.
It's more about imagery than actual lettering, but pretty much used in everything nowadays. It's hard to turn on the TV and not see some sort of graffiti or murals or,
right,
you know, street art. And it's pretty much in every city in the world. That's the funny thing, is like when graffiti first started in the 70s and when it really became popping in like the 80s, you know, that's when,
as an artistic style,
yeah, well, you know, it's like that's when like breakdancing was, and,
right,
you know, all the movies came out, Star Wars, Break-In, Beat Street, all those movies that kind of like pushed it out there,
right.
And
what was the first one, did you say Star Wars?
Style Wars.
Oh, yes. Like, wait a second.
Star Wars was by Henry Chalifant. It was a documentary about graffiti. It was one of the first movies that was published on PBS in the early 80s. That movie was the one that I first watched, and I was like, oh, man, I got to try that.
Is that what did it? Is that like, was that the thing?
Yeah,
that got you into it?
Pretty much a lot of people, you know, like almost everybody I talked to seen that movie, that, you know, outside of people that were in New York, or Philadelphia, you know,
right,
but seen that movie and was like, oh, man, you know, I remember seeing that as a kid and when I was in California, I was like, oh, I got to try that.
How far back can you remember having an interest in art?
I mean, I've always had an interest in art since I was probably like 4, 3, you know, as long as I can remember. But I started getting interested in graffiti when that movie came out and the other stuff.
Style Wars. Okay.
I think I was in first grade.
Wow, you remember that far?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. And how old are you now?
I'm 42.
Dude.
Yeah, so it's been a while, you know.
I thought you were a lot younger than that.
I really did not look
42.
Yeah.
I think it's the haircut.
Right?
Yeah, because I can relate to that.
I know, exactly.
People don't think I'm 50.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a good thing, right? I don't feel 50, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Exactly.
Do you feel 42?
I guess not. You know, in some ways, my body feels like it's 70, but I mean, my mindset feels like I'm 18 or something, you know?
Now, this is really cool. A few days ago, you were featured in the Trentonian newspaper, a feature article about what you're doing, the murals and stuff.
Yeah, that, and it was on the news too, but it was a big project that I'm just about to finish.
And that's where?
I finish this week. It's at the Cure Insurance Arena.
Okay, formerly Sovereign Bank Arena?
Yeah, or whatever. It's been a few different names, you know.
Sun Center Arena.
Yeah. I think the last one was Sun Center.
I think you're right, yeah.
And now it's Cure Insurance, so... They brought me in, did two maybe 35-foot by 12-foot walls.
Inside or outside?
Inside. It's on the the concourse.
Can anybody walk in without needing a ticket for anything or no?
No, I don't know. I think you need a ticket. But you know, hopefully if you go there, you know, they got the Globetrotters coming up. They got Jeff Dunham,
right?
So they got a lot of stuff coming up. You know, if you go there, be sure to check it out. You know,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of hopefully schmooze somebody into letting me in to get a picture of it so we can put it on the TrentonWaves.com website.
Cool.
Underneath the Leon Rainbow guest page.
Nice.
That would do. We can check it out, who are not maybe from here, who are coming in to see something. They'll keep an eye out for it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so hopefully in the next couple of days I should have it done. And then I think probably tomorrow I'm going to actually finish it. I'm waiting for paint to come in, so as long as the paint comes in, I'm finished tomorrow, and then I just got to do a clear coat, and that'll be done.
Now, do you work with primarily aerosol? Do you use brushes at all? I do a mixture.
With this one, I use a lot of latex house paint for the base coat.
And then is that what you normally do?
Yeah, depending, you know. Some of the large areas I fill in with latex and then kind of just detail everything with the spray paint.
Even with exterior stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a standard thing that we do.
I have no idea
with graffiti, a lot of times if you're painting a wall, like you'll prime the wall whatever color.
Okay.
A lot of people use black as common or white. But, you know, it could be like if you're doing a sky. Like I did the one over here. So the sky was all like warm colors, so I just primed it all warm, and then the buildings was all cool colors, so I just, you know, I use a lot of latex to fill in the large areas.
Gotcha.
And then detail everything with spray paint.
So latex paint covers a multitude of sins, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I use a sprayer.
A professional paint sprayer.
Yeah.
Where are some of your favorite pieces throughout the city?
I guess the ones that I've done.
Well, yeah, the ones that you've done, and then I want to know about some of your favorites.
So I just finished a collaboration with Ross. It's a memorial wall. It's on Martin Luther King Boulevard and Ingham Avenue.
Okay.
So that's a recent, probably the most recent one that we just finished like a week or two ago.
Right.
And then I have the billboard that's on Perry Street in Montgomery.
You have a billboard up?
It was like made for artists to paint, but it's a billboard. Like
so instead you have to get up on the scaffolding and everything?
No, it's low. It's ground level. They're going to rotate it every year. So next year they'll have a different artist, like that kind of thing.
Wow, gets to stay up for a year.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So there's a billboard there. I think the arena wall is awesome too, but my largest wall and my favorite wall, the largest wall I did is across the street from Mercer County College on Broad Street.
Okay.
It's called Beautiful Broad Street.
Mm.
It's on the side of the Discount Furniture store there. I think it's almost 100 feet long and almost 20 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's huge.
20 feet tall?
Yeah.
So like we're talking ladders.
Well, I used an aerial lift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
How are you with heights?
I'm okay to a certain extent.
I hate heights, you know dude. I can't take it. I don't like them.
And it also depends on how safe I feel, I guess. Like, I'm okay in a lift.
Yeah.
But if I'm climbing up on something or something like that, or like a ladder or something.
Get it.
I'm like a little bit more sketchy on that.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, a lift, I probably could go a good 40 or 50 feet.
Wow, okay.
Because I didn't think I was scared of heights, but somebody tried to get me to do this project at Fort Dix. This was like about 10 years ago.
Right.
It was on the water tower over there. It was 175 feet tall. They had vinyl, but they wanted somebody to paint it. But they were talking about like tying off of it.
Right.
And swinging and, you know,
what?
Just tying off and painting it. So I went over there and I was like telling the dude, okay. I mean, mind you, it was like $7,000 for 2 days worth of work. I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
So then when I got over there, I just got to the bottom. And, you know, when you're far away, you're like, okay, that doesn't look too bad.
Sure,
whatever.
Exactly.
You know, it just looked like a little water tower. And closer you get, you realize how tall it is.
Yeah.
So I went to the bottom of it, and all I just seen was ladder going forever. And they had, like, that cage. And I'm just like, what happens if you get tired climbing that ladder in the middle of it? You know, or something. Like, I'm going to get stuck
with
up
each
there.
Rung that you climb, it's like, oh, this is why it's $7,000. Right.
I know. And I'm just like, I just told the guy, like, okay, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, it sounds great. And then as soon as I left, I'm like, oh, I'm done with that. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's no way I'm going back there.
What price would they have paid you that would have been enough for you to do it?
I don't know, man.
Really?
I don't know about that time.
50 grand?
Thing. Well, what I found out was this was the deal. I think the guy was going to get 10 grand and he was just going to pocket 3 grand.
Okay.
But, which is whatever, that's fine, right?
No problem
with that. Standard business thing.
He made the deal happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what I found out was they were trying to get somebody to get like a crane or something that tall, and they were saying that it was 50 grand for one day.
Oh, for a crane.
Or like a lift that goes that high.
Oh, so the guy's saying, yeah, forget it, my guy will climb a ladder, no problem.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, man.
But you know, it's funny that you talk about a water tower, and then just recently, didn't you release like a pair of sneakers that have water towers painted on them?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
That was one of my first pieces. It's kind of peeling and flaking because it's old now, but I think I did in maybe, could be 2010 or 2012.
Oh, okay.
It's a little small wall. It was the first wall that I did was in that abstract patterning style that I do.
Right.
It's on Clinton and Hudson. So it's a little wall and an alley, small wall.
Okay.
So it's only like maybe a little bit, maybe 8x12 or
all
something
right.
like
right.
that. In a lot of ways, it was a pivotal wall for me because I was able to work out that style and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's what I use for a lot of my fine art stuff, the arena, different stuff.
But the water tower one, didn't that design go on a pair of sneakers?
Yeah, so that's what happened. I started working with Freaky Shoes, and then, you know, I give them the designs, and then they put them onto the sneakers and stuff. And you could order custom stuff, too.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was cool. And then, you know, I got one pair just to, you know,
like
wear them and check them out.
Oh, you order them for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a proof or something, just for you to approve it.
Right. No, but yeah, they came out awesome. The one I got was like a skateboard kind of sneaker, but they got all different kinds of sneakers.
No, I saw it. I think it was on Facebook that I saw it, or Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Like, how cool is that? He's unboxing a pair of his own sneakers with your own design on it.
Yeah,
like a pair of Air Leons or something.
Exactly. But yeah, they came out amazing. The color quality and everything was just like, wow.
It looked really cool. I was like, oh, wow. I wonder if I would even wear a pair, like if I could even make that work. I don't know.
I know. That was the other thing. It's just like trying to figure out which design you would want to do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how that would work.
That's very cool. Now, you know, Philadelphia is known as a mural city.
Right.
Do you see Trenton kind of going the same direction?
I think we could if we had the funding that they got. Philadelphia Mural Arts is a reason why it's so many murals there. And it's basically funded through a branch of the Philadelphia government. They have not only the city government behind them, but they also have tons of different sponsors and corporations that's behind them.
You know.
I feel like if we could start to get... We're starting to get grants now. I Am Trenton.
You know,
they're the ones that made that big mural downtown possible. The one that's across from the Mercer County Community College on Broad on the furniture store.
The one you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That one was funded through a grant through there. It was for the old Trenton neighborhood. That's one of the things, the main things that we're missing, because we have so much talent here.
Mm-hmm.
All different types of artists, you know. I feel like we were part of kind of bringing that movement here, but it's definitely taken off, you know.
Right.
There's all different artists that are younger coming up, new artists coming up. And, you know, I really feel like as it is right now, it's a great place to create art. A lot of times myself, I have to travel to get a lot of the opportunities that I do. You know, recently, then the last year or so, it's changed more where I've been able to get more local opportunities and do larger scale projects. And that's really what I'm trying to do, is to move to doing larger scale projects. All the projects that I have basically have had some type of community component to it. The ones that were on Facebook, you know, we had some of the kids from Boys and Girls came out and painted with us. Brian Hughes, County Freeholder,
County Executive.
Yeah, and just like, you know, all the organizations, the Boys and Girls Club, they all came out and painted, and the people that run the arena and stuff. So it was really cool.
That's cool that the community's involved with some of this stuff. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, same like on Broad Street. I had like an open workshop for people to come out. You know, we had kids paint, different people.
You know, I know the Levitt Music Series was a big thing. Mm-hmm. It still is.
Yeah.
Do you have like some kind of connection with them?
With the Levitt thing, I basically curated the murals. We have a different artist paint live every week throughout the series.
Oh, okay.
So, and then basically we painted over it. This is the second time. It runs for 1 year. This is the second year that I've curated. Hopefully I'll be able to do it. This year would be the third. I find 10 different artists to come out and paint. So each event has a different artist to do live painting. And it's basically right there on Broad in front, all those murals that's there.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Those are from the Levitt Festival.
What would you say then to other artists, let's say they're not graffiti artists, is there a place for them in Trenton?
Yeah, of course. That's like, the whole thing. I feel like as long as you're an artist, you know, it's like you kind of have to do your own lane, you know what I'm saying?
But what about on a mural level?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ilya Barger's done the biggest and the highest compensated murals in the city. They're very traditional. She did the reading of the Declaration and the other one during the Patriots Week mural.
I tell you, that reading of the Declaration one with the brick,
mm-hmm.
I had to get out of my car and touch it because I actually thought it was brick.
Right, yeah.
I was totally duped.
Right. Yeah, she's an amazing artist. You know, I learned a lot from her just talking to her and stuff. And she painted me into that one, too.
You're in that one?
Yeah, I'm in that one, yeah.
Where are you in the crowd?
Like, I'm in the cut, like, on the side.
Oh, my God. Check this out. Yeah. I'm going to grab a picture of that. That's great.
But yeah, man, I feel like I'm different. Like, I don't really care about what medium that people use, you know, because mm-hmm. people have always made such a big deal about me using spray paint. So I don't care if somebody uses acrylic or latex.
What do you mean they made a big deal about you using
Like, it's paint? Always like, oh, you did that, but it's with spray paint. Or, you know, like a lot of regular people, like how you were saying, like, is graffiti art? That's what people always say, you know, older people. But you know, since people always were like that, like, I don't really care, you know. Some people use stencils, people use wheat paste or whatever, you know. I'm cool with whatever people want to use, you know. If you want to project it, if you want to use tape, whatever you want to do, as long as it's high quality art. I think that's the important thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the city, there's some spaces that are for emerging artists, but I always try to present as high quality as possible, especially in the larger scale events here in the city.
I'm not a big fan of graffiti art, let's say, but I really do like what you do, because you do more than just graffiti art. Right. I'm not saying just graffiti art, like it's like lower form. Right. I'm just saying you do more than that. Your stuff is great. You have a whole apparel line. You have your hats on sale over at the Classics Books with the hats that Trenton makes, the 609, which I have that. I have a 609 hat. My wife got it for me. I think that you are truly talented. I think that whether you're using spray paint or chalk or whatever you're using, you're still talented. It's still going to come out as high quality.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, is that not necessarily for myself, but just for other artists. Like,
sure.
Because you were asking if other artists, they're not graffiti artists, if they have a place here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it doesn't really matter what type of medium that you use. I've known Tom Reese forever.
Sure.
And I love his poster styles work.
The Trento stuff.
Just all of it, you know. And he's been a big influence on me. You know, he was here. He was established when I got here in the city.
Yeah.
And
he's been here his whole life.
Yeah. Tom, he's done some amazing work. You know?
Absolutely.
I hope he just keeps hanging, you know, keep doing it.
He was just on the show. He was just on Trenton Waves recently. And he was talking a lot about some things that he has going on. He has a course he's doing on YouTube. And,
right.
That's pretty cool stuff. He might do a re-release of his Pork Roll Baby coloring book, you know?
Yeah, I feel like as artists, one of the things that I try to change is the perception of artists. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't think that artists are professional or business-like or something, you know. I don't think that, but I feel like a lot of people give us that rap, but I'm not that person. I feel like even a lot of artists kind of fall back on that, thinking like, you know, I'm whatever, I'm an artist, I could be late or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not from that, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm on time, you know, I'm on point. I try to do the things that I say I'm going to do when I say I'm going to do them.
Right.
You know, I've always worked with other artists. What I want to do in the near future is start to bring larger collaborations and bigger projects to the city. You know, as far as like, you know, it doesn't like, I've got some big projects, you know, like I said about the memorial wall with Ross. You know, he's an amazing portrait artist. You know, he does photorealism with spray paint like nobody in this state, or probably even on the East Coast that I've seen, that does photorealism as good as he does.
Wow. You
know? So if I had a project where it involved photorealism, I always would work with him. You know,
a little
what I mean?
Collab thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
yeah,
I always
sure.
feel like, you know, I want to try to bring out my strengths, but then also bring out the strengths of other artists around me. You know what
gotcha.
I'm saying?
So
try to bring in different artists that do different things. You know what I mean? And I work with, you know, Caso, me and him work, you know, he moved to Vermont, so that doesn't really help me that much as it is.
For sure.
But, you know, he's doing really well up there. You know, he's teaching at Middlebury and doing all these projects. Same like we do here. But
sure, okay.
There's still a lot of good talent here. And just to try to keep that movement going and keep different artists, different ideas, you know, maybe doing different types of installations. You know, there's different people that fabricate here, start to include different concepts into it, you know.
Sure, sure. You know, to jump back 15 years real quick.
Right.
The day you interviewed me, we were restoring our house.
Right.
And you looked down and you said, hey, you're going to use that toilet seat? And I said, no, you can have it. And he's like, yeah, I'd like that. Thank you. And you left with my toilet seat. And I want to know, whatever happened to that toilet seat I gave you?
I painted it.
You remember it?
I still have it, yeah. Actually, it was wood, right?
Yes.
It was wood, right. Right, and I don't even know. I might still have that somewhere. That was one of my favorite pieces.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you? I would love to see it.
It's gonna take me some time, but
if
I'm gonna
find
it. I'm gonna find the
picture.
Take
a picture of it so I can put it on the website so people can see it.
Yeah, because I did this piece called Babies Having Babies out of that, and it was just like
out of the toilet seat. You did a piece called Babies Having Babies.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to see it now.
Weird, but it came out awesome. It was one of my favorite pieces of that time. I don't know. Maybe I might have sold it, too.
God bless you. If you sold
you know,
it.
I'm,
but
you know,
if you do have it, get a picture and send it to me.
I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm gonna look and see real quick. It was an interesting thing. But yeah, that's funny that you remember that.
Well, I didn't. My wife actually remembered. She said, ask him about that toilet seat. Throw it out there to you. And sure enough, it's one of your favorite pieces.
I know. You never know. Like, there was a time when I was really big on doing found object pieces. I haven't done that much recently, but I'm going to be doing an installation at the BSB Gallery with this show that TerraCycle's putting together.
There and where's it. That?
They're doing some type of recycled art show, and I'm going to be doing, like, an installation.
And where's this going to be?
At the BSB Gallery around the corner over here.
Oh, right here in Trenton?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It's in the Broad Street Bank building at the bottom.
Oh, wonderful. There's a gallery in that building?
Yeah.
Again, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's...
I gotta check that out. What would you say to the aspiring artist just starting out who in graffiti art, who wants to kind of make his mark or her mark to encourage
basically
them?
Just to keep doing, to go as far as you can, you know, to try to do things that try to put your own twist on things, you know, like learn the rules and the traditions, but then figure out how to put your own twist on it and just go farther than a lot of other people have in some way or another, you know, go bigger, go better, go stronger, and just try to figure out what's going to be that thing that's going to be impactful, you know, because graffiti is a very impactful art, but you know, so much has been done with it that you really have to think about what you can do to be different and be strong.
Where can people get a hold of you? Where can they meet you? Where can they see you? Where can they experience all things Leon Rainbow?
Okay. Check out my website, leonrainbow.com, or on Instagram or Twitter, it's @AerosolLeon. On Facebook, it's either Leon Rainbow or Leon Rainbow Designs is my business page.
That's
so everything on my site is on YouTube, too.
Thank you so much, my
Thank
man.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.